Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of So I'm Not a Horror Fan. I am one of your co-hosts, Simon.
And I'm Lee.
And it is time, once again, to put some things in a list. I feel like Rob Gordon from High Fidelity, because we're just doing a top five again. This is a wonderful 5x5. In this episode of 5x5, we are looking at our top five horror-themed music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise how many good horror-themed music videos there were.
Yeah.
Across genres as well.
Uh-huh.
These motherfuckers be, like, making music videos that are, like, scary.
Also, apologies, we are both eating jelly sweets.
I wasn't going to tell people.
They can definitely hear, though.
I was going to say, it's not that you can really tell. So, for those of you that have never listened to 5x5 before, here's how it works. We pick a topic, we go back. We pick our top five things for that specific topic. We pick three honourable mentions. We then, the first person will go, do our three honourable mentions, pick their number five. Second person does exactly the same thing. Then we go back and forth a piece while Lee shows me her list on her phone, because she's just got a phone out with a list on it and I can see what's on her list.
It was the wrong list, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, until we get to like number one. We will also, if there's something higher on one of our lists that's on the other person's list, we will wait until it's the highest point. I don't think there's going to be any crossover on these lists whatsoever.
I don't think there is.
But with that said, do you want to start?
I can start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number three on my honourable mentions list.
Yeah.
Is Everybody Talks by Neon Trees.
I know Neon Trees.
Everyone Talks is their big hit. So that's not everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
But the music video for it is set out, so it's like they're at a drive-in film.
Okay.
And they're watching, is it called Zombie Cannibals? Or Biker Cannibals, Biker Zombies, on this screen. And it cuts back between them in the drive-in watching the film, mm-hmm. and then into the actual footage of the film.
Okay.
But the band are playing inside the film and they're getting, basically they get attacked inside.
Not a real film, is it? It's a fake film.
It's a fake film. The band are playing inside the movie.
Okay.
And as, like, as the zombie bikers are trying to break into the cottage that they're in, like the abandoned house in the middle of nowhere, obviously, because it's a zombie film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these films, like, it's one of those movies, it's not particularly scary, but it's entertaining as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah. Number two on my honorable mentions is Mad Hatter by Melanie Martinez.
She's touring. I got a fucking...
I don't like her new album. I'm really disappointed because I've not enjoyed her new album. I do like her first two.
I realise this episode's going out in like fucking June or July. I can't remember when it is.
I don't know. We're pre-recording it.
I got tickets about her fucking tour. I got an email about tickets for her tour the other day.
Fair enough. So the Mad Hatter music video is very much how it kind of sounds. The character of Crybaby. So I'm going to give you some background just for that you make you understand. So Crybaby is the character she created for the first album.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all you kind of know, need to know, in all honesty. But Crybaby drinks potion, falls down the rabbit hole, and is in the world of Alice in Wonderland, kind of.
Yeah.
But she's got these big, giant teddy bears that are, like, with her down there. And there's, like, a bit where she, like, rips her own flesh off of her face. She bites into a donut and it starts bleeding. It's very off-putting and a little bit disturbing. To be fair, I could have gone for any Melanie Martinez video from that era because they're all a little bit creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do particularly... It was the first Melanie Martinez song I ever heard, so it has a special place in my heart. The number one on my honourable mentions is Bury a Friend, Billie Eilish.
Fair.
Which, I'm still confused by that music video every time I see it.
Is that the one where the guy at the beginning goes... Bleh.
Yeah, and he's like under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking creepy. But again, there were so many because I was sat trying to pick which one of the Billie Eilish videos I wanted to use. Because this could have easily been All the Good Girls Go to Hell. Or You Should See Me in a Crown.
Mm-hmm. There's a song on that album I really like. And it's the one that's got the Office quote at the beginning.
I know exactly which song you're going to say. I can't tell you which one it is.
And I'm pretty sure some of the cast members from The Office in lockdown did the dance to the video.
Probably.
Yeah. Don't ask questions. You don't want to know.
It's going to annoy me now. I can't remember what song that is. But yeah, the Bury a Friend video. I feel like everyone's kind of seen the Bury a Friend video. In all honesty, I don't feel like I really need to tell you anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number five on my actual real person list is Panic Room by Aura.
I've never heard of Aura.
No, okay. So basically in the music video, A, the song is amazing. It's one of my favourite songs.
I thought you were going to say Aurora, because I texted you about her earlier.
I do fucking love Aurora as well.
Did you get the text I sent you?
I did. It's on a Tuesday though, which is really fucking annoying. I don't have the holiday really to go and do it. So basically the music video opens with her like walking through, it's set in a hospital like corridor, like her walking through blood.
Nice.
And then she's walking down the hallway really quite slowly and getting knocked over a lot as people are like running past her. Mm-hmm. And you never really see what they're running from. So it's just the innate terror of they're running from something. There's something like chasing them all, but you don't know what it is. And they manage to lock themselves. So some of the doctors manage to lock themselves into a room. And then there's like a fight breaks out because they won't let other people in. At the very end of the video, they open the room back up to let Aura into the room. And as she walks in, she turns her face to the camera and her eyes go bright red.
Nice. Love that.
And it's one of those, because for most of the video, you have no idea what they're running from. So it's kind of like she's walking really fucking slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of are waiting for something to grab her. And it's a great music video. I have a lot of love for that music video. There we go. It's my number five.
So my number five, my number three on my honourable mentions list is Alice Cooper. He's back. The Man Behind the Mask. Because the song was written for a Friday the 13th movie. It was written for the best Friday the 13th movie, Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives. And it features...
Jason Takes Manhattan.
It features Jason in the video, but it's kind of like, it's a really lazy video. Because it's got Jason in the video, but then it's mainly just clips of like Alice Cooper performing and then clips from the film. So it is kind of horror themed and it does kind of tie in with the film, but like not in a way that's kind of really cohesive. But... it's a fucking badass song that was written for a badass Jason movie, so I was like, it kind of has to go on the list.
Mm-hmm.
My number two honourable mention is kind of basically for the same reason, but they do a little bit more with the video. It's Dokken.
I was going to say Dream Warriors.
But Dream Warriors, I think, is actually a lot better music video. Like, they actually kind of world build a little bit more. Like, Dokken feel like they are playing in the film because they build the sets, they put Dokken in the sets, like Robert Englund's actually in the video.
It is a much better video.
They do the beginning bit where they've got the girl like building the fucking dollhouse, and then the dollhouse like goes, they go into the dollhouse and Dokken are in it, and the guy's got the fucking awesome like skeleton guitar, and it's just a very cool video. But again, like, it is very much a music video tied into like a film rather than actually being based on anything. So my number one honourable mention is Wicker Man by Iron Maiden. Even though it's not strictly based on the Wicker Man, the song kind of is, and there's like a lot of really cool imagery in the video. Like, Iron Maiden are playing on like a fucking like island somewhere. You've got the guy in the car being chased by Eddie, who's obviously meant to be the cop from Wicker Man. There's like a scene where Bruce is like kicking around like giant white plastic balls that look like the balls from the Prisoner TV series, which is a completely separate song that Iron Maiden did.
Not a number.
On Number of the Beast.
I'm a free man.
Yeah. On the Number of the Beast album. And then the video crescendos with a bunch of people in fucking Eddie masks and the guy running away from them. And then they burn the titular Wicker Man, which is the coolest part of the music video. It's also the coolest part of the single artwork as well, because when it was the first single off of Brave New World, the single artwork has got the burning Eddie Wicker Man on it. It's the one Iron Maiden t-shirt that I've always wanted, but I can't ever seem to get my hands on. So yeah, I love the music video. It's one of my favourite Maiden. Like, there was a couple of Maiden videos that I nearly picked. Like, I nearly picked the video for Number of the Beast, and I nearly picked the video for Fear of the Dark as well. But they're not, again, they're not strictly horror-based. It's just Iron Maiden playing, and they're like a bunch of like horror shit playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So my number five on my actual list is What If by Creed. So this one is a film tie-in video, but they go a little, like, they go the extra mile. So this video is actually set on the set of Scream 3, and it's actually got the members of Creed being chased by Ghostface. David Arquette's in the video. He plays Dewey. He reprises his role as Deputy Dewey. And it's set on the... it's basically, it was filmed on the same set that they filmed Scream 3, like the Hollywood set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really fun video. It's just really fun seeing the guys from Creed get picked off by Ghostface. And then at the end of the video, spoilers alert, there's a reveal that it was all a prank and like they actually weren't being hunted by Ghostface, but then you see the real Ghostface at the end and then the video ends. So as much as it is a music video tie-in, it's a little bit more story based rather than just, hey, we're gonna show clips of the movie like in this music video. Like they actually went to the lengths of like filming a proper video with like a bit of a storyline. And I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would love to see Creed get fucking killed by Ghostface. Not me, because I love Creed, but it's kind of cool to
fucking
see
Creed, man. I do like as well, that so far, all of your music videos have been music videos that like tie into like horror movies, whereas mine are just like, these videos are scary.
It's a film, as I recall. It was a horror film.
Okay, my number 4 is my one that is actually a horror movie based one.
Okay.
It's my one Iceland Kill song, because I'm only allowed one on this list, and it's old Spennywise himself.
There were three videos that I thought that you were going to pick. This was one of them. I thought you were going to pick this, grave mistake, because it's the Crow one, and I know you love that video. Or the Assault and Batteries video, I thought would be the other one that you would have picked.
I also love that video. No, only because, so, it is the other one of the funny ones. It was the first video I really remember watching.
Because
you've been watching a bunch of it out of order, and I think it is the end was the first time I really kind of paid attention to what you were watching. So it was kind of the first Iceland Kills video I watched. Also, Spennywise is a fucking legend. And I like the plot of the video.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really fun plot. And I like the whole, like, murder...
Yeah.
Funhouse ride plot they've got going on there.
One thing I will say about Ice Nine Kills is... I love Ice Nine Kills. And I like the, like, Horrorwood storyline that they fed through the videos for, like, the first two albums. But part of me also really, really wishes that they'd released, like, edited versions that are just the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, this video particularly is, like, 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you don't give a shit about the storyline, if you just want to watch the music video, which I'm sure, like, there are some people that probably are, like, just casual fans of the band that, like, oh, I just like their music, like, I don't really care about the story and whatever. And that's fine. But I feel like you should have released like a truncated version of the like because and this is again something that's kind of indicative of like the fact that we don't have music television anymore. Because if these videos were on like MTV, they would have been cut down to like just the length of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, they also would have been edited within an inch of their lives as well.
Because they're quite gory.
But yeah, I do kind of wish that they had released like edited versions that are just the music video. But I'm not going to argue with you. Like, I think this is one of the better ones.
It's a great video.
This is when they started really putting like the effort into like the music videos and stuff. So yeah.
Very good.
My number 4. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah.
I very nearly rock put it on body. My list, but I was like, you will definitely
back
have it on yours.
Back. All right.
Or just sing right over me talking, yeah. That's fine.
Sorry. Backstreet Boys, everybody's back. Everybody, mm-hmm. Backstreet's back. Yeah, I mean, this had to be on there, right? It was completely funded by the band. The band paid for the video themselves. It's got the geezer who plays Huggy Bear in it from fucking Starsky and Hutch as their coach driver. And it is one of the, like, considering this album came out in, like, 99, 90... Hang on, which album is this on? This is on the second album. So this is, like, 97, 98. So considering it's, like, a late 90s music video, and it was paid for by the band and not the record label, like, the makeup design and the visual effects in this video are really fucking good. And it's a really loving, like, homage to, like, the Universal Monsters, because you've got Nick as the mummy, Brian as the wolfman,
mm-hmm.
Kevin as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde,
mm-hmm.
Howie is Dracula, and AJ is the mm-hmm. Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Because he's got the sick, like, burn mask mm-hmm. and the Phantom. And, like, it's just a really cool video. It's, like, kind of like a modern update to Thriller, almost. It has that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this video, I mean, I don't know if you remember, you would have been really young when this video came out. But do you remember The Box, the TV channel?
Yeah.
This song was on The Box like every other video at one point. This was to like MTV and The Box what fucking Fat Lip by Sum 41 was to Kerrang TV. Like, you would hear or see this video like 5 or 6 times an hour if you were lucky. This song and video were fucking everywhere. And I still think, even now, like 25, 26 years removed from the video coming out, like, it still holds up. It's still a fucking great video. So yeah, that's my number 4.
Okay, my number 3 is a weird one. Okay. Because the video does not match the aesthetic of the song whatsoever.
Okay.
Kids by MGMT.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a video for this song?
I'm sure I have, but I don't remember
it. You all know the song, don't you? Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Yeah. I do like MGMT.
Super fun. Love it. So this video features a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 or 4 years old. It's basically, it starts with him in his cot. It was basically monster claws coming through the side of the bars, like, trying to grab him. And then it pans up and there's all these, like, really disgusting, twisted monsters, like, leaning over his cribs as he's, like, screaming, crying. And then the video goes on, like, his mum comes and gets him, calms him back down, like, walking through the streets and she's not really paying any attention. And all of the people they pass by are, like, monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a scene in this video where this kid is literally just run, scream, crying through, like, the middle of the street with all these monsters just surrounding him. The video is not fit for the song that this video is for. It's fucking... And the fucking... The, thingy work. The VFX work, not the VFX work. The makeup work.
The makeup work, yeah.
The makeup work. Because, like, they're full-blown as well. Like, some of them are, like, their heads are, like, 5 times bigger than, like, a normal human head. But it's all practical.
Mm-hmm.
Is so fucking good. I need you to watch a video, like, after we've done this episode, because it's such a fucking good video.
I'm sure I have seen it. I must have done. I just don't remember.
But it's really disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, unnecessarily so, because it just doesn't fit. But I do feel like that's, like, there's a couple of MGMT videos like that where it just doesn't fit the aesthetic of the song whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, that kids' music video is fucking creepy, man. Like, legitimately creepy.
Nice.
That's all I've got to say.
Nice. So my number 3 is My Soul Ice Nine Kills video. Do you want to take a guess as to what it is?
Stabbing in the Dark.
No.
I think it was Friday.
No. I'll give you one more guess.
Funeral Derangements.
No.
Yeah.
Come on in, the weather's dreadful.
Yeah, fair.
The shower scene. Because I was in my head, I was going through the videos and I was like, some of their videos are really fucking good. Some of the videos, not so much. Because it was, like, I nearly put Meet and Greet. But then I was like, that's, like, the newest video. I was like, I can't really put that. But I was like, there's something about...
I mean, you can, it's your list.
But, like, there's something about the shower scene video. Like, it's so well done. And, like, despite the gratuitous, like, scenes of lesbianism, like, which clearly aren't in the film...
Mm-hmm.
Everything else looks great. Like, the set looks great. The fact that it's filmed in black and white. Like, they do, obviously, the titular shower scene. Like, Spencer looks really good as Norman Bates. And I was like, I think of all the music videos they've made... Because some of the music videos I don't think are as good as the songs that they're like... Like, I don't think the Assault and Batteries one is very good in, like, in aping, like, the Child's Play franchise.
Fun video.
Yeah. But I think this one, like, matches the song, matches the vibe, and, like, match, like, really lines up with everything. And, like, let's be honest, Psycho's a fucking classic. This music video is a better remake of Psycho than the actual remake of Psycho. Like, sorry, Gus Van Sant, but had to be said, my man. So, yeah, that's my number 3.
Okay. My number 2... is If I Had a Heart by Fever Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So, A, this song is incredibly creepy. Just, like, aesthetic-wise. It sounds odd.
Mm-hmm.
It was used in Vikings, weird side note. But the music video is kind of difficult because there's so many different ways you could, like, contemplate what the video is about.
Interpret it, yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lot... It feels kind of like an American Horror Story opening.
Okay.
There's, like, people with, like, big, like, masks on. There's 2 kids, like, down a river in a boat. there's a sequence where it's a big manor house. You can see all these corpses laying out front of it, like from a distance, and like blurry shapes in the background where there's movement, but they're like odd. There's like some dead bodies inside the house. There's a random wolf wandering around the house. Mm. So a really off-putting music video. And like every time I watch it, I always think of it being like a cult situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people like refer to it as being like about the afterlife, and the two kids in the boat represent the kids going down the River Styx.
Jesus.
So there's a load of different ways the video can be like interpreted, but it is a real creepy as fuck music video.
Mm-hmm.
And because the song, if you have heard, you haven't heard the song, you don't know the song, do you?
No.
It's a really creepy song. Like, Fever Ray... To be fair, Fever Ray's a pretty creepy chick anyway. But it's a really creepy song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done like, a really low register. And that, with the music video, is incredibly creepy as fuck. And has, like, serious American Horror Story vibes.
Nice.
But, like, the good seasons of American Horror Story, not the shit ones.
Fair.
It has big, like, Coven vibes, I think, is probably the best way to reference it. It has really big Coven vibes. There you go, Fever Ray.
So, my number two is kind of a little bit of a cheat, and I accidentally gave this away as a spoiler on my Letterboxd because it's technically a short film, because the full version of it is actually 40 minutes long, but there was an edited version.
Taylor Swift?
There was an edited version that was on TV when I was a kid. So I picked Michael Jackson's Ghosts.
Ghosts.
So this came out in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
From a story by Stephen King and Mick Garris. The screenplay was written by Mick Garris and Stan Winston, and Stan Winston directed it.
Mm-hmm.
In the Stan Winston book that I've got, all about Stan Winston Studios, there's a whole section in the book about this.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, this was part of Michael Jackson's retaliation for the allegations, which, you know, it's neither here nor there whether you believe them or not. But basically, he plays a hermit who lives in a creepy, like, house in, like, Normal Valley. And he basically does, like, magic tricks for the local kids. And the mayor in the place basically rallies around the parents. Then they're going to go and torch his house, basically. They're like, you're a weirdo, you're a freak, like, you're endangering our kids. We don't want you here. We're going to fucking burn the house down. So Michael Jackson basically says, well, if you think I'm so scary, why don't we have, like, a scare-off? And he challenges the mayor to a scare-off. There's three songs inside the music video, but the video that they always used to play on TV was, like, the four-minute version, which is just for the song Ghosts. But, yeah, Michael Jackson plays seven different characters in this. He plays the mayor, he plays the main character, and he plays, like, a few of the, like, different ghosts and the big demon at the end. But basically, it's just this really elaborate gothic music video. Like, Stan Winston did all the special effects. He did all the makeup. And, like, some of the makeup effects on the ghosts and monsters is really fucking impressive. Admittedly, there's a bit where Michael Jackson, like, rips his skin off and he's a dancing skeleton, which looks about as good as the one in the Rock DJ video for Robbie Williams. But that's not aged well. But, like, all the actual practical effects have aged really well. And there's a bit where he becomes, like, a big fucking giant demon at the end. And, I, like, in my Letterboxd review, I was like, this isn't as well known as Thriller, for obvious reasons. But, like, Stan Winston goes fucking hard. He's like, he's directing a fucking $100 million fucking two-hour film. And even just, like, even if you just watch the four-minute version, it's impressive. But seeing the full 40-minute version is really, really interesting, and it's really impressive, like, from a practical standpoint. And it's kind of scary in places as well. Some of the ghosts are, like, really fucking scary. It's got, like, big, massive, like, haunted mansion fucking vibes to it, and, you know, there's a little bit of, like, some of the ghosts look a little bit like the ghosts from, like, 13 Ghosts, and I would highly recommend, if you've never heard the song itself, Ghost, is actually really good. It's one of Michael Jackson's better songs. And, like, even if you don't want to watch the 40-minute version of this, which you can watch on YouTube, the whole thing has been, like, restored and is on YouTube if you want to watch it. If not, just go and watch, like, the 4-minute version and just enjoy, like, a really impressive video from, like, a really killer, horror-pedigreed fucking creative team. So, yeah, there you go. That's my number two.
Fair enough.
And this is probably the only time I'm ever going to talk about Michael Jackson on the podcast.
Probably. Probably the only time he's going to come up. Right, my number one. My number one is my favourite bog witch himself.
May.
Hosier.
May. Why is Hosier on this list?
Because the video for Dinner and Diatribes is fucking terrifying.
Where did I see this earlier? I see this on something. I think I logged onto YouTube earlier to look at an Ice Nine Kills. Look at the Ice Nine Kills video.
I haven't watched it on the telly.
And but I logged on my phone. Like my phone is connected to the same thing, so I can see if you've watched stuff. I can see it on my YouTube.
But I'm logged into my account on my phone.
I was like, that has definitely come up at some point today.
So Dinner and Diatribes.
Oh no, it might be when I googled horror themed music videos, and I think it came up on the list.
Yeah, so this video stars Andrew Hosier himself and Anya Taylor Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's set out. It's a really difficult music to explain. It's set out, so they're sat on it at a table. There's like a group of people with Hosier in the middle on one end, and then Anya Taylor-Joy on the other, like on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
And the table is like covered in like animal heads, like blood, gore, horrible food stuffs. And it opens with like Anya Taylor-Joy like throwing like lit matches across the table at Hosier, and then. When he wakes up on fire, she tries to escape, and he starts controlling her. And the fucking body contortions that Anya Taylor-Joy gets herself into in this video is terrifying. There's a whole sequence where she's like got her arms on the table and she's like bending her wrists at odd angles. It's horrible. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. And it's one of those videos that's really hard to. It doesn't really make sense for the song.
Yeah.
Any way, shape, or form.
I find that with a lot of music videos.
But so the video opens with the thing comes up on the screen. It says a seat at the table, and the general consensus is it's a view of the way women all twist themselves to get a seat at the men's table.
Yeah.
And the kind of hoops we have to jump through, the control we have to give over to get like earn a seat at the table, basically. Mm-hmm. And it is beautifully shot. It's a stunning music video. I mean, it's got Anya Taylor-Joy in it, so you know it's going to be fucking good. You don't really need much else. It's got Anya Taylor-Joy. And also, Hosier looks creepy as fuck in that music video. It took me a good, probably like 3 or 4 times watching it to actually realise that it's Hosier.
Yeah.
In the video, because it doesn't look like him at all. And it's fucking terrifying. There's also a sequence where she cooks a marshmallow off of Hosier's burning body.
Nice. Good.
So that tells you all you need to know about that music video, really, isn't it? Very good, though. It's a great music video. Would highly recommend seeing it if you haven't. Nice. It's off of, it's from Wasteland Baby, which is a great album as well.
There you go.
If anyone ever fancies listening to the Bog Witch himself. I don't know where I got that from. I think it's a Tumblr thing of referring to him as a Bog Witch.
Yeah.
Fucking Tumblr. But yeah.
So my number one will probably be no shock. The actual choice of music video will probably be a shock, but the actual choice of artist won't be a shock to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
My number one is Rob Zombie's video for Living Dead Girl. Because it is basically a pitch-perfect recreation of the silent horror film The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever seen the Doctor, like even if you've seen clips from the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari,
I've seen both. I've seen the music videos.
They did a side by side comparison, and like I don't want to cause controversy, and I don't want to cause like people to come for me because I am a huge Rob Zombie fan. I've met the man; he's very nice. I think this is probably like one of the best things that, if not the best thing that Rob Zombie has ever directed, because there's such an attention to detail. Like the song itself is a fucking banger. But there's such an attention to detail to, like, the colour grading, the style, the editing, the costumes. Like, because it's him and his wife, obviously.
Obviously.
What's his fucking wife called?
I have no idea.
Sherry. Yeah, she plays the titular Living Dead Girl. He obviously plays the Dr. Caligari character. And, like, this music... I think this is probably, like, the first Rob Zombie music video that I ever saw. And it made me just go, like, what the fuck? Because it's not a particularly scary video, but it's just the fact that he went to such painstaking detail to, like, recreate something that, I mean, it's quite obscure. Like, if you're a horror fan, you probably know what The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari is. But for, like, a mainstream audience, for, like, basically your Ozfest headbanging meathead like metalheads in the 90s that would be going to see Rob Zombie in concert, they probably wouldn't know necessarily what the video is and why it's so good. And that was a really horrible generalization, but you kind of get my point. So it's kind of impressive that he did something that wasn't like, because it's so easy for people to like homage like popular music, like popular films or things that are like in the pop culture zeitgeist, because it's an easy win, it's an open goal. But to actually do something that has like a level of artistic merit to it. And I think this is one of the things people don't give Rob Zombie enough credit for. Rob Zombie is actually a really intelligent guy, and he actually knows a lot of shit about
a lot of shit
horror and films and like obscure stuff. Like what, like his video for Never Gonna Stop, where he homages Clockwork Orange as well, is another great video. I nearly went with Dracula, but then I was like, Dracula's not really horror themed, he's just driving the car. But yeah, so yeah, that was my number one choice, just because I just think it's such a clever, like, well put together video.
And, sorry, I was just singing Dracula.
But then there's like a whole bunch of bands. Like there's it's really weird doing this list, because like when we did our list of like horror themed musicians, there's like a whole bunch of bands that like have spooky aesthetics.
I mean, there were so many songs that like were on my list that I then took off. Like, there's the Wednesday 13 video for
I Walk With A Zombie.
No, it's a much more recent song, but they basically recreate The Exorcist.
Yes.
I can't think what the song is called. Like, Dorian Gray, I went through, like, every Dorian Gray video going, I could put this one on here, I could put this one.
There would have been...
Obscure would have been the obvious choice. Yeah, or I'd have probably gone for Saku, personally.
Is that the one where the dude kills his family?
Yeah, and then he carries on about his day-to-day life.
That's pretty horrendous.
It's a pretty horrific video, but there's so many Dorian Gray videos that didn't even make it onto my list.
Like... I looked because I was like, you know, there's Wednesday 13, there's Murder Dolls videos. There's like Murder Dolls videos. But then there's like, the problem is there's a whole bunch of bands that are like spooky, like have spooky aesthetics that are like goth rock bands that don't really have, like Motionless and White have a surprising lack of like horror themed music videos. Ghost have a surprising lack of like horror themed music.
Do you know
videos.
What? Square Hammer nearly made it onto my
list. The closest one I came to with Ghost was Dance Macabre, because it's based on the story. Like, and I was
but
like,
the thing is you were basing it on stuff that is based on actual horror films, whereas I was basing it around like it's a horror music video.
Yeah.
But yeah, Square Hammer nearly made it on my list because I fucking love the video for Square Hammer.
Yeah, it's weird because there is like a surprising like lack of. Bands doing like horror themed music videos that you would think would operate in like a horror adjacent space. Like Ice Nine Kills are the only ones that really just went for it.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of impressive as well, because like what I was saying, like I don't think either of us really mentioned this, and I don't know how much of it is actually true, but I think for the most part Ice Nine Kills are basically a self-funded band.
They
have a record deal, they have a record label. But I think, like, because their videos are so expensive, like, they get a lot of, like, because they're friends of a lot of people, like, horror actors and stuff, they pay them, but they obviously get them, I think, on mates rates. But I think a lot of their music videos
are self-funded.
Like, all their merchandise is self-funded. And I think, other than the fact that they are signed to a record label, they are pretty much,
I've heard Spencer talk about it, of, like, they do the merch, because obviously, like, Nightmare on the Ninth drops and stuff like that. Then that merch pays for, like, the music videos, which then pays for, like, the tours and stuff, which then helps me create more merch.
Yeah.
Which then, it's like a circle.
Yeah, I think literally the only thing...
It all funds each other.
I think literally the only thing the record label pays for...
Is the band.
Is, like, no, is to actually make the albums.
Yeah.
And then to, like, do the promotion. Like, in terms... not when I say promotion, not, like, music videos, but in terms of, like, ads and stuff like that. Mm. Like, and getting them in, like, magazines and like, paying for that PR and stuff. Because I'm almost 100% positive that they are, like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure
I've heard
they are
talk
like 80 to 90% self-funded, which is kind of insane, really, when you think about like the production values in their music videos. Like, they're not fucking shoddily made music videos. It's not some like fucking Blair Witch shit where it's like a dude in the fucking woods with a camera. But yeah, so those are our top picks for our top 5 horror themed music videos. What would have made your list? Tell us on the social medias. Come find us on SIMAHFpod on X/Twitter. So I'm Aaron Horrorfan, all lowercase, all one word on Tumblr and Instagram. And we will see you in the next one. Stay spooky, stay safe, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.